Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. It will be the last episode before the month of Kartik. But in the month of Kartik, I have a program by which we can stay in even more regular contact. More about this at the end of this. For now, let us turn to a verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, where he addresses his demoniac father. O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, the Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj recommends to his father, "Father, make a pilgrimage. Get out of what you are doing now and be in an atmosphere that facilitates your Krishna consciousness." A little later, Srila Prabhupada says, "The attraction to Krishna is totally natural, and therefore the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything." And then he gives an example. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham and the other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, beasts, cows and calves are attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens are attracted. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, sky, trees, plants, animals and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. The attractive potency of Vrindavan has worked in the past, it works in the future, and it is also working at the present moment. Let me tell you about a great devotee who felt this deep attraction to Krishna. He lived in another place of India, in Andhra Pradesh, and composed songs about Krishna in the Braj Bhasha language, the language of Vrindavan. Once, when Srila Jiva Goswami came down from the steps of the Govindaji Mandi, he was climbing down those steps, he noticed a sadhu at the beginning of the staircase who sang a beautiful song. "O Sakhi," he sang, "I have been transformed by the colors of Siam. On seeing his beautiful form, I sold my soul to him. I lost myself in his beauty. When I fall asleep, I lose myself in dreams of him. And when I awake, I don't see anything as separate from him. It is as though my eyes have been trapped by his form, like a bumblebee trapped at night in a lotus flower. When I hear from people that he has gone to graze the cows, I don't know of what kanaya people are talking, for he is always with me. Who will listen to me? who will believe me when I say it is all nonsense, no? That Krishna leaves in the morning. How can Gadadhara explain any of this? So Jiva Goswami heard the sadhu singing this song and was simultaneously delighted to hear such devotional lines, but he also felt something was missing in the song, the glories of Srimati Radharani. Nevertheless, he took pity on that devotee who lived outside of Vrindavan and asked the sadhu, who has composed this song? And the sadhu answered, Gadadhara Bhatta Goswami, who lives somewhere in Andhra Pradesh. So Jiva Goswami arranged that a letter would be sent to this Gadadhara Bhatta Goswami. He didn't have any address or even an idea where he could be found. In this letter, he sent only one verse. This verse said, how ignorant is someone who thinks he can dive into the secret nectar of the ocean that is Siam without having worshipped even once the dust that sprinkles from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Someone who has not taken shelter even once of Brajadham marked with her footprints, and who has not spoken with the souls who are full of love for her, will never be able to dive into the secret nectar ocean that is Siam. So these two messengers went all over Andhra. Finally, one morning, they came to a well where they saw a sadhu taking a bucket bath. He had taken the bucket with well water out of the well, and he was there with a lota taking a bath. And they said, sorry, we look for Gadadhara Bhatta Goswami. Do you have any idea who he is or where he is? And the sadhu looked at them and asked back, from where is it that you have come? And the two messengers said, from Vrindavan. The moment this sadhu heard Vrindavan, he fell on the ground without any trace of consciousness. The villagers around him said, this is Gadadhara Bhatta Goswami, who writes all these songs about Krishna in the Brajabhas language. So after some time, the sadhu who had fainted came back to consciousness, and he asked the two messengers, why have you come from Vrindavan? And they handed him the letter of Jiva Goswami. Remember, the letter had a message. Jiva Goswami's message essentially was, I don't know how you got this mood when you are living outside of Braj and have no association with the servants of Radha. It's no doubt the result of some previous lifetime of service to great bhaktas. But in order to perfect your love for Krishna or for Radharani, you must come to Vrindavan. You must go into the forest which is marked with the footprints of Srimati Radharani. You must actually talk with devotees who are full of love for her. Otherwise, you will never attain the fulfillment of your bhakti. When Gadadhar Bhatta heard this message, he found some time to dress himself, but he started to run to Vrindavan. He had understood from this very concise message of Srila Jiva Goswami, which was actually a verse from Raghunath Das Goswami, that in order to perfect your bhakti, you must come into the land of Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan. You must actually touch the dust which is marked with Radha's footprints and talk about her from a real devotee whose heart is full of love. Then only can you actually dive into the beauty of Syam consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Very often we hear people asking, why do you speak about worshipping Srimati Radharani? The scriptural injunction is that the deity that is worshipped is also attained. It is not possible to attain one Godhead by worshipping another. So how can you attain Krishna when you worship Radha? But listen to the secret. Krishna is most Krishna. In other words, all the subtleties of his being, all the different colors of his personality, all the sweetness that is the essence of his Swarup manifests in the presence of Radha. So therefore, by worshipping Radha, you can plunge into the nectar of Syam, the Syam Rasa. Now, I know that not all of us can run to Vrindavan like Gadadhar Bhatta Goswami. I will try to be there, and most probably when you hear this message, you will also, I will be already on an airplane. But those of us who have to stay, please take courage. Vrindavan is not a place situated only on the map of India. It is an entirely spiritual place that pervades the whole world, just like the individual consciousness of the soul pervades an entire body and mind. So if you can't physically stay in Vrindavan, you can do so in the mind from wherever your present physical location may be. To help you do this, I will send from the sacred land of Braj daily Kartik inspirations for about 3 to 4 minutes, which will actually inspire you to take full advantage of the best of all months, the month of Kartik. There's a statement in the Hari Bhakti Vilas which says, by worshipping Lord Damodar and meditating about him during the month of Kartik, even the child Dhruva Maharaj quickly attained the Lord and saw him eye to eye, which is extremely rare even for the great mystic yogis. So yes, Above the Clouds will be stopped for the month of Kartik. We resume this after the month of Kartik, but instead you will hear daily Kartik inspirations also in the same place, or it will be announced on my Facebook, and it would be my great pleasure if I can assist you to get inspired for the month of Kartik. Also, we will try, like last year, to post fresh photos from Vrindavan so that you can walk in your mind through the forests of Raj. So see you for the Kartik inspirations, and later, after a month, for the above the clouds. All the best, and I'm saying goodbye now. I'm going and running to Vrindavan, following the footsteps of Gadadhar Bhatta Goswami. Hari Bola.